What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All this garbage about do or die or about more about like bust, you know, Super Bowl or bust, all that kind of stuff. It's just so phony. I mean, anybody that says something like that has never actually accomplished anything. Because they understand it's about process and it's about who you become. You know, you want to win a championship. You got to become a champion. You got to be a champion. You got to do the things that champions do. And then you go in there and fight and you let the chips fly, and see if you can win it. And that's what we've been doing. You know, our guys have been doing that at a championship level. We haven't won the championship yet. Okay, is that going to be in our future? Who knows? No one knows the future. No one's given. We're not given to know the future. Read your Bible. You know. But we are given to take care of the day and today and what the moment and be in the moment and to you know, take care of one another, have each other's back, share a vision, share an understanding, fight as hard as you can, you know, for that vision, that understanding, for that brotherhood, for one another, and then, you know, let the chips fly. And that's what our guys are going to do.
So that's John Harbaugh. He does not like the term Super Bowl or bust. I think he's hyper-focused on the word bust. This is, for all intents and purposes, though, a season where the goal is to win a Super Bowl, and most prognosticators think they have the best roster in the National Football League. And I, quite frankly, it is a Super Bowl or bust kind of season, because most fans will find it a disappointment if they don't get to the Super Bowl. So let's look at the schedule, Jason. And the Ravens have a tough start to the schedule. First 6 weeks at the Bills. Then they're home against the Browns, home against the Lions, at the Chiefs, home against the Texans, home against the Rams. It would behoove them to get off to a quick start, wouldn't it, you're trying to get that one seed in the AFC?
Look, you can't win a Super Bowl in September. You could certainly, especially when you're facing as many, I mean, I think five of those six teams are going to the playoffs. Gigi, I think three of those teams at the very least are going to win their division, and five will be in contention to win their division. So I think we do need to stay, as much as Harbs wants to poo-poo Super Bowl or bust, we do need to stay hyper-focused on the long game, because that's what matters with this franchise. And so I honestly think, the more I've thought about this and thought about the teams they're going to play, I think as long as they go 3-3, they're fine. You know, you're talking about a week 7 bye. And yeah, there'll be some pressure to beat up on Chicago and Miami and Minnesota with a rookie quarterback, and then Cleveland for the second time. And then the Jets, are they still on Justin Fields by then? Like, you've got a nice situation there, a run of five games that you really should take care of business in. So, like, even Miami, you're going there, you know, in late October. You're not going there in early September when the weather can be really impressive. So I think as long as they hold serve, they'll be fine. If you come out of that 2-4 or 1-5, that obviously the odds will tell you, the numbers will tell you, historically speaking, teams that start 1-5 or 2-4 are not going deep in the playoffs. And then, you know, you start adding injury and attrition on top of a slow start, and it piggybacks. But I also think this idea that, you know, it's got to be this magical mystery, you know, magic carpet ride that starts week one and away they go. I'm not sure, as much as we think they're loaded for bear, that that's going to end up being the case. I mean, Houston, I think Houston's going to have a top five defense in the NFL. Like, I think Houston's got issues offensively.
I like the Ravens at home against Houston, assuming they're healthy.
Yeah, but I mean, I bet that's an under game. I bet that's a little bit more of a slog than you might think. I mean, that Rams defense is the youngest in the NFL, and they were playing ferocious towards the end of the year. And what they were doing, turning people over and getting pressures in the playoffs against, you know, the likes of some high caliber quarterbacks was special.
Hey, if it doesn't snow, they beat the Eagles.
Yeah, if it doesn't snow, I think they go to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Kansas City, we know that defense is a problem for a lot of teams, and it's a problem for the Ravens. Detroit, Hutchinson will be back. He'll have a few weeks back under him. You know, I think they're better on the back end than they've been in some years past. Like, and even Cleveland defensively, I mean, you look at who this offense faces, and yes, I think this offense will be, you know, generational-ish again, but it doesn't mean they come out of the chutes completely loaded for bear, and they're going to be tested early.
Well, as a very smart man, Ultimate Football Guy Bobby DePaul said to us, I think this morning, the first couple weeks are like the preseason for the regulars, because they don't play in the preseason.
Yeah.
So, to your point about coming out loaded for bear, they're probably going to be a little rusty at the beginning of the season.
I would think they're leaning on the run game. I think, you know, you still have some guys who are getting conditioned. You want to be able to impose your will on the other team. You want to keep that defense on the field to dictate to them. You know, it might be a little bit more of a keep it simple, stupid start to the season, which nothing wrong with that. The old KISS philosophy.
Yeah.
But I do think, you know, some people have gotten a little carried away with, you know, how great the roster is. Like, this league is humbling. And I don't know anybody who's playing a tougher gauntlet than that the first 6 weeks of the season. Like, I mean, I you could make the case that a Buffalo, a Detroit, a Kansas City, or a Rams team are in the Super Bowl.
Sure.
And again, I'm telling you, and I had a lot of fun making fun of Bobby Slowick last year, and I had a lot of fun betting against Houston on the road last year. But like, Anderson and that defense are no joke. They've got legitimate difference makers in that defense. And that, you know, I think they're going to muck that game up a little bit, muddy that game up a little bit. So this will be a test. And if they, again, 3-3, I'm fine with. Anything above that, this team might be able to, you know, you might have people, and me included, saying this team could live up to the hype. Anything less than that, then they better have a 5-0 run coming up out of that bye.
Yeah, for me, and I'm with you 1,000%, but like, I look at this with the home games. If they split against Buffalo and Kansas City, that's a big if. I expect them to go at least 4-2 in this stretch if they get the split between those two teams.
Mike McDonald, the year he was about to become the, you know, one of the probably that year, the most coveted first-time head coach, and he was in peak form coming off a bye, if I recall correctly. And it was a 1 p.m. start in the cold and the rain. And the Rams came here.
Yeah, that was a crazy game.
And the Rams took it to him for four quarters, and Tylan Wallace stole the game for Baltimore. But like, that was a problematic game. And that was, you know, a team that was on a magic carpet ride. Right? That was the second year of McDonald, when they were going to lead the league, right? And points allowed, turnovers created, and sacks, correct? The first
I think
team
that
in
game
NFL
went to overtime. Yeah,
it did.
Yeah.
But the Rams were a problem for them.
Oh yeah, big time.
And I'm telling you, that Houston game coming off of Kansas City could be a little letdown. And I'm telling you, They lose a game every September that we say they should have won.
Yeah, yeah. Then the game that scares me, quite frankly, is Cleveland Week 2.
I think they'll be
the Colts, the Raiders, like those.
I'm not worried about Cleveland. They'd have to really screw that one up. Cleveland
really
at home.
Screwed up
if that
Colts
was at
Raiders.
Cleveland, if that was at Cleveland, I might feel a little differently about it.
The Jason Colts game and the Raiders game were here.
Okay. And I'm telling you, the one you should be worried about is the Houston game.
Yeah.
We have more work I do on the Texans, the more I get it. Stroud regressed, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm telling you, the defense is a problem.
Ravens will be back on the practice field come Wednesday as they get ready for their opener in Buffalo Sunday Night Football. We will be talking a lot of Ravens today. It's along with the Oars. We have a huge show. But guest-wise today, Cynthia Freeland, NFL Network. Get her thoughts on the Ravens and also this Micah Parsons trade that happened yesterday. That's at 2:30. Jacob Calvin-Meyer covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Sun. The Orioles coming off a homestand where they were, quite frankly, awful. Get his thoughts on the O's as they head to San Francisco at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, got a couple polls up. I wonder, are people really motivated to stay up late and watch the O's, given everything, all the sporting options you have to watch now? We'll get into that. Got a lot of Ravens topics to talk about, and obviously some NFL topics with the Packers. I've been talking about the Packers a lot this offseason, telling you people I like a lot of Packers futures.
Well, they just got better.
I like them even more now.
Their future just got a little brighter. And they got younger. He's younger than Kenny Clark.
Well, they're already. I mean,
they were the youngest team in football.
The Rams are the youngest team in football.
Yeah. So he got a little younger. Kenny Clark's going to turn 30. Micah Parsons, 26. Coming up next, we stick with the Ravens. And one of the questions for the Ravens has been some health, like Isaiah Likely. When are we going to see him? When are we going to see Jair Alexander back in a Ravens uniform? Hadn't practiced since August 9th. We'll discuss.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Next, you're on The Fan.
Yeah, well, he's been working hard as far as all the non-football stuff. So, you know, he's been chomping at the bit. You know, he's been trying to break out of prison. You know, he's been locked away in there. It's a nice place. It's a beautiful, but in his mind, it's a prison nonetheless. And they're doing what they need to do to get him ready for that. But yeah, practice is important, you know. And he's a veteran guy. He wants to practice. So when he gets out there, I'm sure he'll be going at it. But it'll be our job too to monitor that as well to make sure that we do it right. It's a long season, and we want to bring him back the right way.
John Harbaugh earlier in the week talking about Jaire Alexander, who hasn't been on the practice field since August the 9th. He says he will be out there this coming Wednesday when the Ravens are back on the practice field, that they've been massaging this of late, that he will be ready to go for week one in Buffalo. Jason, we'll get to the Isaiah Likely of it all in a minute, but you expecting Jaire Alexander to play week one?
I expect him to play. I just wonder... I feel like the messaging we've been getting from them lately is, to me, a harbinger of what I expect to come in the regular season, which is they have to be operating with kid gloves here, and they have to continue to err on the side of the long game and the long view. And so I think there are going to be games where he looks great and he's still on a pitch count. I mean, it did not take him very long to get banged up.
Well, remember, he had his knee drained early in camp, but then practiced the next day. And I think this is more that this is the knee. It's they keep having to drain the knee.
I'm saying he. I get it. He'll be back for practice on the other side of the weekend, and I'm sure they'll act like, you know, nothing to see here. But I don't think he got through three or four padded practices before he was shut down for what turned out to be a relatively indefinite period of time, the better part of a month.
August 9th was the last time he was on the practice field.
So, I mean, he's not your normal injury risk.
No.
It's far superior, far exceeds the norm. And so they're acting out of an abundance of caution, and I think they're going to always proceed out of an abundance of caution until we get to late in the season, and hopefully he's still an active player. And then if they need to ride him for a playoff push, they ride him for a playoff push. But, like, he could be playing great. I still think they're going to be watching his snap count.
Yeah, it's sort of like him and Awuzie. You got to massage both of them, don't you?
Neither I think they're massaging this guy more than Awuzie.
Yeah, because, well, they value him more. Yeah, but yeah,
I think the upside potential is probably higher. They're both a serious injury risk. But I just, how is it not a red flag?
Well, but they knew it when they signed him. Like that. Like that's.
I don't think they signed him, though, hoping that he'd have to get his knee drained in August and he wouldn't practice that whole month.
Well, but how many games has he played in the last couple years? Like,
aren't you at least thinking, hey, maybe we get him through up till the first preseason game, okay, and then he's not going to play in the preseason games anyway. So yeah. Now we're down to one real practice a week or two real practices a week. And, like, I don't know. We bring him into the season healthy and normal, yeah, rather than he didn't have a summer.
It seems like, and I didn't know much before they signed him, but it kind of seems like this is a chronic thing with him. Like, it seems pretty obvious.
I mean, I would say the fact that he couldn't get through 2 weeks, yeah, of a training camp before he had to be shut down is suboptimal. Is like, I think that's the football gods telling you, whatever you think careful is, double it.
And the crazy part about it is, he was one of the stories.
Absolutely.
Of camp. He looked great.
And that's what I'm saying. I think there'll be periods of time in September and October where we're watching what he does with 20 snaps and saying, man, how do you keep him off the field? And I think and I hope they're going to be smart enough to say we know better.
Let's get to the Isaiah Likely of it all. Now, Eric DaCosta spoke and talked about the fact that he expects to see him early in the season. They did not put him on IR, so they expect him back before week five. We were talking yesterday. I think we're going to see him against the Lions week three. When are you expecting to see Isaiah Likely?
I certainly don't expect to see him before then, and that's probably where things start to come into focus. Now, that's somebody, again, who's missed a lot of time. So, you hate to say it, but it's the reality. What is their record? How is that offense humming? I have a little hunch, just a little hunch, that Lamar feeds Mark Andrews quite a bit in these early games and, you know, coming off of the disaster in Buffalo, that he finds his guy in the end zone a couple times early and has his guy get off to a pretty hot start. I could see that. Could see that being a thing. You know, in which case, yeah, I mean, maybe Detroit, maybe you say another 3 days, you know, of practice and rest and it's Kansas City, somewhere probably in there.
And remember, Detroit's Monday night, so we'd get the extra day as well, if you're looking at those kind of things. So not only 3 weeks, 3 weeks and a day, because it's a Monday night game.
Right. Well, on the other side of it, though, it's that now that's now a shorter week.
Sure.
So do you know what I mean? Do we just wait for Kansas City?
You
like if you're 2-0 and Andrews is off to a great start and you got multiplicity in the run game,
fair.
You know, and he's looking good, but you start to think, well, what could it be if we lay off him another week? I mean, I think that's where the calculus starts to be made.
I think we agree that we're not seeing him before Detroit. Like, why?
I don't think so.
He's not. We don't think he's playing week one, and why play him against Cleveland at home? So, Detroit's probably the earliest we see him.
Yep. So, I would concur.
And Jair, what do you think? 20 snaps week one?
I mean, I think they're.
If
they
I
better,
set the over under,
be real careful.
So
he doesn't have a normal summer under his belt. He has missed a lot of football the last few years, and he had a highly, highly, highly compromised summer.
Let me ask the one to bet guys here. I'm going to throw this out here: an over under week one, 20 and a half snaps for Jair Alexander. You going over or under 20 and a half snaps?
I go under.
Betway Ben,
I want to be different, but I'm going under as well.
I mean, look, I also think the Ravens are going to try to run the ball down their throats. I think the Ravens are going to try to time possession this game a little bit more, so that might mean fewer snaps for the defense. I think they better and they love their depth at corner to the point where they're keeping undrafted kids. Like I'd be really careful.
Coming up next, Cynthia Freeland. She's from NFL Network. Huge news in the NFL. Of course, Micah Parsons trade to the Packers. We'll get her thoughts on that, on the Ravens, and much more. Cynthia joins us next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Here on The Fan. We made it, everybody. Football's back. College football week one already started last night. Full slate this weekend. And then the NFL kicks off on Thursday. And let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network joins us now. Cynthia, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. We were going to start with the Ravens, but then Jerry Jones went and shocked the world yesterday with this Micah Parsons trade. Your reaction to the Parsons trade?
You know, I think we all probably thought it was like only a very 5% chance that some sort of trade would happen. We thought Jerry does. They signed at the very end. Dak Prescott signed on the opening day last year. So, I think it's a huge surprise, but on some level, if it wasn't going to work out, I mean, you might as well, if right now would be the best return on kind of the trade you could get in terms of draft capital and also Kenny Clark, who I kind of feel bad for Kenny Clark. Yeah. He's not getting, like, he's kind of getting thrown under the bus in this trade because he's a good player. But, you know, but ultimately, I guess, you know, if the deal's there, make it. But it's got to feel a little weird in that locker room now, being like all of this for this timing.
Well, for the Packers, I mean, that was sort of the knock. And look, losing Kenny Clark is going to hurt their interior defense. But the question defense last year, right, Heffley's first year there, they take away turnovers, especially second half of the year. They're creating a lot of those. They're top five in yards allowed per play, but people wonder about individual brilliance with the pass rush. I guess they kind of checked that box.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really worried about their pass rush. Other stuff in general. I will say turnovers can be fickle. I wouldn't say year over year you can count on that same number. You can count on the scheme being good again, but to get those exact number of picks it's just hard. They're kind of there's a bit of luck involved sometimes with those stats with turnovers, but it's going to be a great defense. I thought it was going to be a good defense before. Now I think it's going to be an exceptional defense, but you know, again, very surprising that this happened on this time frame.
Cynthia, I don't spend a whole lot of time feeling sorry for Cowboy fans, but like, what do they like? Is this, are they going to be like last year's Bengals, where I guess Dak's got to chuck it around the yard? They have no running game. Like, at least Joe Burrow had Chase Brown in the second half of last year, playing his rear end off. But the Cowboys have no running game, and now the defense on paper looks terrible. And yet Jerry Jones is out there talking about how they made this deal to be better. What do they fans have to hang on to?
I mean, I guess, you know, CeeDee Lamb has been extremely consistent. He's had three seasons of over 1,000 yards. Looks like his numbers could go to the moon. But it's going to be interesting. I think maybe Jerry's a little too rosy, but maybe media's a little too gloom and doom. Somewhere in between, they're probably just going to be like decidedly ungood, not necessarily like, you know, historically bad, but just decidedly ungood.
That's an interesting way to put it. Coming home here to Baltimore, we were just looking again at the first 6 weeks of the season, and it's a gauntlet. I mean, they face five teams that I think, you know, harbor pretty legitimate Super Bowl aspirations, maybe not Houston so much, although it might be a Super Bowl caliber defense. I kind of feel like if you go 3-3 when you're facing a Buffalo, a Kansas City, a Detroit, a Houston, a Rams. You've set yourself up to still Absolutely. Be who you want to be. And anything above that for me is maybe not quite a cherry on top, but maybe you start playing with house money a little bit. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think, look, unfortunately, the Ravens are, like, never going to have an easy time because the schedule's just And so, but so are some of the other ones, right? Like, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs don't have an easy schedule either, and the Lions certainly don't. So, you know, if you could come out at least 500 from that, like you said, you're really in striking distance. I think in the division, just worry about winning the division, hosting that first home playoff game. To me, that's like, stay as healthy as you can while doing all of those things, and then you have a real shot. Because just get in the dance healthy, and then you could the upside is absolutely there.
We're talking with Cynthia Freeland, Inside Access here on the Fence. Cynthia, a lot of people thought that the Ravens had one of the top rosters in football heading into training camp, and it didn't seem to be like a lot of available roster spots. Yet three undrafted free agents made this team. What does that say to you?
It says to me that, you know, there are some teams, you know, and I say this every time that we talk, but there are some teams where you just trust the brass because they have done it time and time again, and they've shown you that they know what they're looking for, and it ends up working out for them. I mean, Kyle Hamilton being so such a diverse player and getting a deal that reflects that really does show all of those different things. So if they like an undrafted guy, great. Like, just means that in the future we could talk about how did every other team miss on picking them up in the draft? That's going to be our topics in 2 years, right? Like, that's just what the Ravens do.
Kansas City Chiefs, without their number one wide receiver the first 6 weeks, the Super Bowl hangover seems to be real for most people. Maybe it's not for Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Steve Spagnuolo, and that they are the exceptions to the rule. So I will potentially buy that. Cynthia, there's 688 regular season coaching victories in the AFC West. There are 10 Super Bowl appearances, 5 Lombardi trophies, and 3 or 4 national titles. I feel like that's a little bit different than what Andy Reid's been dealing with most of the time in that division. Could the realities of the NFL catch up to the Chiefs at least a smidge?
I mean, yes, and you remember you're setting a lot of your hopes on the left tackle position that's a rookie, and a rookie that, you know, at least during the draft process, everyone was a little unclear if he was going to be healthy enough to start. So it's not like you're talking about a guy who, you know, we already knew he can do it. He's not Trent Williams in his prime coming back to be the left tackle, right? Like, this is a rookie who is coming off an injury. So, you know, Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, and we are always scared of him. I don't think there's ever going to be a time where you're like, it's just Patrick Mahomes. Never, right? But so it always gives you a chance, and it's always Chris Jones. They have the pieces. The problem is, so did that Broncos defense. I spent the preseason with them. That's a really good defense.
Oh, yeah.
Like an exceptional defense, right? So, and I think the Raiders' offense got a lot better. I'm not really sure about their secondary, but their offense most certainly is going to be better than last year. They're going to be able to run the football. They were 32nd last year in pretty much every running metric. So, I mean, I just think that the division got better. You know, the Chargers are always a threat as well. So, that's not an easy division. And now you have the opportunity to not play as easy of a schedule as they had last season. And now, I don't know if, like, the world's biggest regression monster will come and bite them for those one possession wins. I just don't think that's how it works, and it is still a small number, 2 seasons worth. But, you know, I don't think that will be something where, like, you got to imagine, let's say they're 50-50 in those type of games this season.
Right.
Cynthia, let's close with this because it's the time of year where people make predictions. I'm curious, is there a team out there that you're more bullish on than others? And on the flip side, a team that a lot of people are bullish on that you think might be in for a regression?
Well, I think right now the most sexiest thing to say is that the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl. And I do think they did turn themselves into a real contender. I mean, obviously they made the playoffs last season, but I think you got to remember the other thing that happened with Micah Parsons being traded away is now the Eagles got a chance to get 2 more wins. I mean, not that they weren't going to beat the Cowboys probably anyways, but it shored up their chances to beat the Cowboys. So ultimately you now have 2 opportunities to be the number one seed. So in some ways, the Eagles may have been handed a bigger gift than the Cowboys probably had in mind, because trading him away like this means that they get a better chance. The buy is huge, and they pretty much just handed it to him.
Cynthia Freeland, always great. We made it. Football's here.
Thank you
as always for your time.
You got it. See, talk to you guys soon.
Coming up next, Let's get some best bets here. The Wanna Bet guys, Bellway Ben, Jason, where are they putting their money this weekend? They're going to tell you next here on The Fan. There it is, the song of the summer.
It's a jam.
It is good. I think that's Billie Eilish singing. Jason,
couldn't tell you.
College football has begun. Had a bunch of games last night. It was fun watching that Nebraska game last night.
Somebody hasn't lost a college football bet yet.
Would that be you or Bellway?
I want to bet.
Oh. Which one?
Ben hasn't lost many, but Ben's betting way more than me.
Yeah.
I've been very judicious.
So
somebody hasn't lost one yet.
We have a bunch of games tonight and through the weekend. Is there anything you're on?
Yeah. I have a little money line parlay that I like tonight.
Ben, I also like it.
Ben put me onto the first leg, which is Georgia Tech, and the more I looked into that game, I know it's Colorado and it's a little bit of altitude, and that has been a tough place to play at times. But I think Georgia Tech can win that football game. And then our buddy Tim Murray from VSiN has talked up San Jose State a few times this offseason. And they're laying 13.5 against a Central Michigan team. So we're just taking them on the money line. You take those two on the money line, -125. Central Michigan last year, 1-7 as a money line dog, which means they were a dog that won outright one time last season out of 8 attempts. San Jose State last year as a money line favorite won all 5 games. San Jose State, some people think, can compete for the Mountain West title. So I like that. I like the 13.5 laying it with Tennessee. I don't mind laying. In fact, I really like laying 5.5 with Utah State. And I would start getting on some NFL Week 1 action as well. You can still find a -7 out there with the Eagles next Thursday night. I would jump that. I also like laying 8.5 with the Eagles for +118. So go to a little bit of an alt line there. I love Jalen Hurts under 27.5 passing attempts in that game.
Wow. But wait, Ben.
But we got a lot more than that at WannaBet.
Yeah.
At WannaBet with us on Twitter, YouTube, soon to be everywhere as we take over the world.
Take over the world, yes.
Absolutely. We're taking over the world one day at a time.
Yes.
And also, like, you get good entertainment. Today, Jason was teaching me cuss words in a different language.
Wow. Yes.
Jason was teaching me a lot.
Yeah, we got some Bundesliga. We're on Wolfsburg in the Bundesliga, if you want to bet with us. You can still get
Volkswagen.
It at plus money.
Volkswagen,
that's where the original Volkswagen factory is in Wolfsburg. They play FC Mainz. I like Wolfsburg in this one on the money line for plus money. But wait, Ben, what do you have for the people?
I've seen them play
Actually, I cussed today in English and German.
Yeah,
English inadvertently, because my guy Quinny P got scratched.
That team's slowly...
that elicited an F-bomb from
that team's falling down the steps left.
I don't know if I'd go that far about
way
back.
What it is.
They're dealing with some ish.
Yeah, a lot.
Dealing with some stuff.
Who could have seen that one coming?
It's a long baseball season. Yeah. It's a marathon.
Who could have seen that one coming? Myself. We'll start tonight. Friday night. We're going Baylor on the money line against Auburn. Gave this out a few days.
Oh.
By the way, gave it out on WannaBet a few days ago.
Yes.
Numbers moving in our favor.
Nice.
That's why you watch WannaBet early in the week. We've talked about it on WannaBet. We're talking about it here as well. But I do think Sawyer Robinson is the better quarterback. Ken, you saw it with your own eyes in person.
Jackson Arnold. Yeah, he doesn't throw.
He's not the guy. And at Oklahoma, they go out and get Moneyline Mateer. He is a dog, and they're going to have a lot going with their offense. They couldn't get it with Jackson Arnold, who was the number one quarterback in Texas, and there was all this hype for him.
Yeah.
Haven't seen it yet. Aranda's going to have the guys going. The game's in Waco. McLean Stadium should be jumping, so I like that.
Auburn's a 1.5-point favorite.
Can't believe it.
That's surprising to me.
It's shocking. Again, sometimes there are these lines where you're like, it doesn't make sense. You bet the other way and it goes against you. But to me, Freeze just hasn't done it. And Ken knows I'm an Auburn fan.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for it to get done. They need to go.
I have some inside Auburn information. I think that Hugh Freeze seat is it's getting a little warm.
It has to be. I mean, and I get it. Like they had issues with Harsin. They've had a lot of issues with head coach, but they got to hit on a guy. And it can't be like a Hugh Freeze type hire would be Orgeron. Like that,
yeah.
Orgeron wants to get back into coaching. He coached for a while. That would be an Auburn-type hire. But another play that I like, Jason talked about the Central Michigan game. I like their team total under 17.5. He mentioned how good San Jose State was last year. Central Michigan, new coach Matt Drinkall, Army-style offense. He was at Army. He was an offensive lines coach. They're going to run an Army-style offense. Now, San Jose State has anybody else at coach. Maybe I'm a little worried, right? How do they prepare for this weird offense? Well, you have a guy in Ken Niumatalolo. He, of course, he's an offensive mind. But
his defenses have prepared for this year after year after year when he was at Navy. So there's a lot of familiarity there. Not too worried about that. And it's also, he's held these opponents, or his defenses have held opponents under this in two of their last three seasons. Would expect the guys to be ready to go Friday night. Another play I like, week one in the NFL, David Njoku over 44.5 receiving yards.
Wow.
The Bengals offense, it's going to be incredible. They're going to be throwing the football over the place. Opposing offenses are going to be playing from behind, and they're also facing a bad Bengals defense who allowed a ton of receiving yards last year, two tight ends, 66, which was the third most in the NFL. All Ravens fans should know Joe Flacco loves throwing the ball to his tight ends, and the Browns will be playing from behind, so good spot for Njoku.
Where can people find you, Beltway Ben?
You can find me on Twitter at BHJournalist with all my stuff there, and of course at Wanna Bet with Us. That's where all of our streams are, all of our stuff is there, and Ken, of course.
Soon, I think we're gonna be, I guess, all over the Odyssey app and Spotify, and because some people don't want to watch iHeart and all that.
If you don't want to watch, you can still listen when we get to those podcasts.
You can listen to me cuss in two languages,
guys. All in 20 minutes. No baseball plays.
I'm
laying off of MLB. MLB has been biting me in the backside this week.
Yeah, all right, I'll give you two. I like Paul Skeens over 6.5 strikeouts at minus 140. I don't usually bet Skeens props because Joe down the street, who hasn't watched one inning of baseball this year, is going to go bet Paul Skeens. Terrible guy. He's going to go bet Paul Skeens because Paul Skeens is a name and everybody hears him and you know he throws hard. But I do like him here. He's over this in five of his last six starts. First career start at Fenway. Sox have been good with swing and miss, but you have to imagine Skeens' adrenaline is going to be running and he's going to be good here. And then the other MLB play, Yordan Alvarez over 2.5 hits, runs, and RBIs, plus 125. Don't love playing 2.5, but he's 8-for-21 against Tyler Anderson, three home runs in his career. Anderson, lefties on the road against Aaron Anderson, 351, 440, 649, 574 road ERA for Anderson, and 545 slug for opposing batters against Anderson in the second half of the season. We saw Yordan go yard in his second game back. I think he does it again tonight.
Thank you, Beltway Ben. Coming up next, we get to baseball, and it was a fun week of watching the Orioles.
Go 1-7 on the homestand. I mean, I know they played some quality opponents, but
they beat those quality opponents on the road, and then they come home, and it was absolutely a failure. And all the young dudes, and we take a look at some at bats by this team. Is anybody?
Well, we're going to take a look at the leadoff composition here as well.
Yeah, because does anybody want to give a quality at bat for this baseball team? And Jackson Holiday, we revisit. Should he move out of that leadoff spot? That's next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds. Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.